Today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. These are the announcements. Today is Father's Day. And we want to make sure we wish you all of the men, that is, happy Father's Day. We say that not just to the fathers, but to all of the men, and to quote our Father Superior, we hope you get what you deserve on this day. We say it to all of the men because if you are a real man, then that means you have the heart of a father. Not just the fathers with, as they say now, biological children or any kind of children. All men are supposed to have the heart of a father, like God the Father. That means that you are not concerned about yourself, but you're concerned about others. That you don't love only yourself, but that you love other people also. Some people especially, maybe, but also all men. You love everyone, and you are concerned for their well-being, for their salvation. This is what a real man is like. He has taken maybe Saint Joseph as his model, who was given, if you recall, a spark of the love of God the Father for his divine Son. That's what Saint Joseph was given. And when he was given that, he was given also a special love for all men, all people of all time. Saint Joseph, in a way similar to our Blessed Mother, helped to redeem us. And so maybe you should take Saint Joseph as your model, who gave himself completely to the care of the Son of God and to all men. Saint Joseph never thought about himself even for a second. That's what men do. Think about others. That's what the saints did. They dedicated themselves to God and then to other people. It is the most exalted vocation in the whole world, that of a father, because even God had a father, didn't he? The Son of God had a father. And that is the most exalted vocation in the world, because you are like God the Father. Of course, priesthood is a little above that, because that's on the divine level. Priests are fathers in the supernatural sense. So that's a little bit higher than your vocation. Those of you who have children, your focus is not so much on all men as on those children. You give your life for them. Not so much that they may eat as that they may reach heaven. That's your primary concern, the salvation of their souls, more than anything else. Now, we also want to speak to you about one of the saints, but we will finish these announcements first so we don't get distracted and forget. There will be blessings of articles after Mass today at the communion rail. Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament this evening at 6 p.m. And next Sunday, June 24th is the feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Just normal Mass time here at 8 a.m. There's some great feasts this week. Today is the feast of St. Gregory Barbarigo. Tomorrow is the feast of St. Ephraim. Tuesday, the feast of St. Giuliana Falconieri. Wednesday is the commemoration of St. Silverius. Thursday, feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga. Friday, St. Paulinus. And Saturday is the vigil of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. So we wanted to just mention to you about St. Aloysius, who is considered one of the greatest saints ever. And we mention him to you because for several reasons. Number one, because of his dedication, what he gave up, because he was a prince. I don't know if you know that. St. Aloysius was a prince. His father was a prince and a marquis. His mother was a lady-in-waiting at the royal court. And when his father proposed to his mother, she, so to speak, went into hiding. What was the purpose of that? Prayer. She wanted to find out if this was the will of God that she marry. So she hid herself until she had received the answer. And she came out of prayer after a long time and said that she had to have a son and give him to God. And that's what she did. And so this little saint, she taught the first words that he learned were holy names of Jesus and Mary. And the second thing she taught him was the sign of the cross, how to make the sign of the cross and how to say the sign of the cross. That's what he learned first. When he was a little boy, almost an infant, he would disappear and they would find him kneeling in prayer, some hidden place in their home. Nevertheless, he always said that his conversion and the conversion of his life took place when he was 7 years old. That's when he gave himself to God, at seven. So we remind you of him because of everything that he gave up. He gave up his kingdom. He was a prince. He was rich. He gave up everything. He was studying for the priesthood when he died at the age of 23. So the question, of course, that we have to ask is, what have we given up for God? He gave up everything. It's mostly a model of purity. His spiritual confessor was, okay, he had a bit of an advantage over us. He had St. Robert Bellarmine as his confessor. And St. Robert Bellarmine said, this young man never was tempted to impurity. So he was given a special gift. But it was not without a price, because he guarded this virtue of his purity, very closely. And it was all based on humility, because he realized that he could not be pure without God's help. And so he was always in prayer. his virtue was so obvious to everyone that as a prince, he was given the job often of mediator between other important people when there would be some dispute, especially between other rulers, princes. He would be called in. And they say that as soon as he entered the room, the people that were involved in the dispute immediately wanted to settle it. And whatever St. Aloysius proposed to them, they would agree to immediately because of his meekness. He was such an example. He mentioned to him to you because of his generosity and his dedication, so that you may take him as your model. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come that will be revealed in us. For the eager longing of creation awaits the revelation of the sons of God. For creation was made subject to vanity, not by its own will, but by reason of him who made it subject in hope. Because creation itself also will be delivered from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the sons of God. For we know that all creation groans and travails in pain until now. And not only it, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption as sons of God, the redemption of our body, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Gospel. Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. At that time, while the crowds were pressing upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by Lake Gennesareth, and he saw two boats moored by the lake, but the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one that was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And sitting down, he began to teach the crowds from the boat. But when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said to him, "Master, the whole night through we have toiled and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will lower the net." And when they had done so, they enclosed a great number of fishes, but their net was breaking. And they beckoned to their comrades in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had made. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. You see also from this gospel the generosity of these apostles, because you know that they had a thriving business. St. Peter had more than one home. And they, it says, they immediately left everything. See the generosity of the saints? They give up everything for God. We hope, brethren, that you are fully conscious right now, that you are awake and you are alert and you are attentive and that you are prayerful. It's important to be like this at Mass, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. You miss out on a great deal if you are here inattentive, half asleep. This is the most important part of your life, of your day, your week, your year. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, this is primarily where you are saved. Because this is where all of your prayers that you say all week long, they go through the Mass. Remember, our prayers have no value except the Son of God offers them for us. Our prayers only have value insofar as they are united to those of Christ. And this is where he offers our prayers. So it's important that you have full cognizance of what is happening here, full use of all of your faculties, especially of your intellect and your will. Important to be wide awake and attentive. This, because of our eyes of faith, brethren, when we are at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we can see the Son of God with our eyes of faith. We see the Son of God dying for us. His true passion and death is made present here. Remember? And we see it with our own eyes. And we hear with our ears of faith. We hear his last words. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. These are the last words he uttered. And he cried them out, it says. He cried out. These are, in a manner of speaking, the most important words of his life. And if we are listening closely, we can hear them at Mass. And we say they are the most important because they are on the same level as his resurrection. They prove his divinity. He chose the moment of his death, the Son of God. It says he cried out and then he gave up the ghost. He chose that very moment to die, to offer his death to his Father. No one can do that but God. It proves his divinity. It is the amen. That's what amen means. It's the exclamation mark at the end of the prayer. Amen. I meant everything I just said. That was his amen. And so we can hear it at Mass if we're listening. And it means to us that he is God and everything he said was true. No one takes my life from me. I offer it of myself. I lay my life down of myself. I decide when I will die because I am God. That's what he was saying. And so here we are at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the most important part of our lives, hopefully. It is the most sacred thing in the world, the Mass. It is the death of God. Because heaven comes down here for us, for you and for me. We are present at the death of God. This is where we are made holy. If we are not holier after Mass, then we should be afraid. We should notice that we are better after the Mass. This is how we reach heaven. This is one of the steps, big steps, to heaven. Remember, brethren, we remind you. That's what today's Mass is all about. Heaven, and our road to heaven, our confidence in reaching heaven, our hope. It's all about the virtue of hope today. How do we reach heaven? Step by step, and these are the big steps right here at Mass. Because it is our virtue that tells us that we are on our way to heaven. You have the virtue of faith, don't you? That's one of God's promises to bring you to heaven. And you love God, don't you? Another one of his promises. It's not a promise sine qua non. It means I will bring you to heaven if you remain faithful. So this is why we say you must be better after each Mass. There is no standing still, remember that. In the spiritual life, there is no standing still. You are either better or worse. This is constant. Every moment of the day, you're either better or worse. So you should notice that you have more virtue. You are progressing in the spiritual life. Holier. You love God more than you did before. And the greatest promise of all that we are given is the virtue of humility. If we are humble, it's a great sign that we will be saved. We see it especially in the saints who were as humble as the dust. Remember the example of Saint Philip Benizi. He's begging for alms, and person he is begging alms from slaps him. This man who slapped him became a saint because of Saint Philip Benizi's example. Because Saint Philip Benizi, after he was slapped, he said, "Now that was for me. What do you have for God?" That man became a saint, Saint Peregrine, patron saint of cancer victims, because he died of cancer. So this is our assurance that we are going to heaven. if we can be humble like these saints who we have to remind us that this is our road to heaven, virtue. Our virtues are our promises. You see in today's gospel the example of St. Peter, who because of his humility got down on his knees and said, "Depart from me, O Lord, because I am a sinful man." So be afraid, brethren, if you do not notice an increase in virtue. You should be able to recognize your virtue, especially the virtue of humility. And the other most important part that God gives us because of this, we see it throughout this Mass. You can read the Mass again if you want to see it again. We see that the second result of our promise for God to save us is our prayer, because we realize that there is only one way to reach heaven, and that is that God brings us there. We are completely helpless. We can't even pray without God moving us to pray. And that's how we get to heaven, is by prayer. And so God gives us the virtue of humility, and then we realize that we can't be saved unless we pray, and we get down on our knees and we beg God. Beati pauperes spiritu. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And what's the result? Why are they blessed? How are they blessed? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's blessed are the humble. Blessed are the humble, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's what poor in spirit means. And this is our Blessed Mother, because she knew that she was humble, because she was the humblest person ever next to Christ our Lord. And she knew it. Read, pray, if you want to see it. Pray the Magnificat today, and you will see how humble she was and how well she knew that God had made her like that. May God bless you.